The news was published on Saturday, October 5th, 2024. I am Tom. All right, folks, let's dive into some seriously cool stuff happening in the art world. Imagine walking into a museum where the art isn't just hanging on walls or sitting on pedestals, but it's alive, breathing, and constantly changing. That's exactly what Rafik Anadol, a new media artist, is cooking up with Dataland, the world's first permanent AI art museum set to open its doors next year in Los Angeles. Now we're not talking about some tiny gallery tucked away in a corner. This bad boy is going to be a whopping 20,000 square feet of mind-bending, pixel-pushing awesomeness. And get this, it's going to be rubbing shoulders with the likes of Mocha in the swanky Frank Gehry-designed Grand LA development. Talk about keeping good company. But what's really got my circuits buzzing is the tech behind this place. Anadol's got this thing called the Large Nature Model, and it's not your average AI. This digital brainiac has been fed a smorgasbord of nature data from some pretty impressive sources. We're talking millions of specimens, images, and sounds from heavy hitters like the Smithsonian, London's Natural History Museum, and the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And that's just for starters. They've thrown in another half a billion nature images for good measure. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Anadol and his team aren't just sitting back and letting the AI do all the work. They're out there in the wild, getting their hands dirty, and probably their fancy cameras too. They're using all sorts of high-tech gadgets like LiDAR, photogrammetry, and even capturing smells from rainforests. It's like they're bottling up little pieces of nature and feeding them to their AI. You know, it's fascinating to look back and see how AI art has evolved over the years. Let's rewind to 2016 for a moment. That was the year Google made a pretty big splash in the AI art world. Their AI system, part of the DeepMind project, created its very first piece of art. Now, I'm not talking about some basic doodle or a stick figure here. This was a legitimate, abstract piece that had art critics scratching their heads and tech enthusiasts grinning from ear to ear. Picture this. A room full of Google engineers, probably fueled by way too much coffee, huddled around a computer screen. They're all holding their breath as the AI processes millions of images, learning about style, composition, and color. And then, boom, out pops this wild swirling image that looks like something you'd see hanging in a modern art gallery. It was like watching a baby take its first steps, except this baby was made of code and circuits. The piece itself was a trippy mishmash of shapes and colors, kind of like what you'd get if you threw Picasso, Van Gogh, and a kaleidoscope into a blender. Some folks looked at it and saw pure genius, while others probably thought their screen had gone haywire. But love it or hate it, you couldn't deny that it was a game changer. This wasn't just some party trick or a neat little tech demo. It was a glimpse into the future of art and creativity. It raised all sorts of questions about what it means to be an artist, and whether a machine could ever truly be creative. I mean, can you imagine telling Leonardo da Vinci that one day, a computer would be painting alongside humans? He'd probably think you'd had a bit too much wine. But here's the kicker. This wasn't just about making pretty pictures. It was about pushing the boundaries of what AI could do. If a machine could create art, what else could it do? Could it write music? Design buildings? Heck, could it even dream up new flavors of ice cream? Now that's an AI I'd like to meet. Fast forward a couple of years to 2018, and things really started to heat up in the AI art world. We're talking about a moment that made jaws drop and wallets open wide. Picture this. Christie's Auction House, a place usually reserved for Picassos and Monets, is about to sell its first ever AI-generated artwork. The room is buzzing with excitement and a healthy dose of skepticism. The piece in question? A portrait called Edmond de Bellamy from La Famille de Bellamy. Now don't let the fancy French name fool you. This wasn't some long-lost masterpiece discovered in an attic. Nope, this bad boy was created by an artificial intelligence system developed by a group called Obvious. The portrait itself? Well, it looked like something your eccentric great-uncle might have painted after a few too many glasses of cognac. All blurry and mysterious. But here's where it gets really wild. When the hammer fell, this AI-created artwork sold for a whopping $430 by $500. That's right, nearly $500,000 for a picture made by a computer. Talk about sticker shock. It was like watching a rookie baseball card sell for the price of a mansion. This sale wasn't just a big deal for the lucky folks who pocketed the cash. It was a watershed moment for AI in the art world. Suddenly, AI wasn't just this quirky, experimental thing happening in tech labs. It had officially crashed the party in the mainstream art market, and it was making a hell of an entrance. All right, buckle up, folks, because we're about to take a wild ride into the future of art. Now, this Dataland thing, it's not just some fancy schmancy museum. It could be the spark that sets off a whole wildfire of AI art museums across the globe. I'm talking a complete shakeup of how we experience art. Picture this. You walk into a museum, and instead of just staring at static paintings on a wall, you're suddenly immersed in a living, breathing digital landscape that's constantly evolving. It's like stepping into a dream, but one that's been cooked up by a super smart computer. And get this, these AI artworks might even react to your presence, your emotions, maybe even your thoughts. It's like the art is actually alive, man. Can you imagine walking through a forest of data where every tree is made of pixels and every leaf tells a story? That's the kind of mind-bending stuff we could be looking at. And it's not just about looking cool. These AI museums could revolutionize art education, making complex concepts more accessible and engaging for everyone from kids to art snobs. We might see AR guides popping up in these spaces, explaining the intricate details of how each piece was created. It's like having a personal art expert in your pocket, but one that never gets tired or cranky. Now let's talk ethics for a sec. You know how everyone's been freaking out about AI stealing data and invading privacy? Well, this large nature model thing might just be the antidote we've been waiting for. It's like the Boy Scout of AI models. Trustworthy, loyal, and always prepared with ethically sourced data. This could be a game changer, folks. Imagine if all AI developers started following this lead. We could see a whole new era of responsible AI development in the creative world. No more shady data scraping or copyright infringement nightmares. Artists might actually start embracing AI as a tool instead of fearing it as a threat. And it's not just about art. This ethical approach could ripple out into other fields. We might see AI researchers in medicine, science, and technology adopting similar practices. It's like setting off a chain reaction of digital do-goodery. And hold on to your hats, because we might be witnessing the birth of a whole new art form here. This generative reality thing? It could become as recognized as painting or sculpture. We're talking new categories in art competitions, dedicated sections in galleries, maybe even its own academic programs in art schools. Can you imagine getting a degree in AI art? It's like being a modern-day Da Vinci, but instead of a paintbrush, you're wielding algorithms and datasets. This could open up a whole new career path for aspiring artists who are as comfortable with code as they are with canvas. And it's not just about creating pretty pictures. This new art form could be used to visualize complex data in ways we've never seen before. Imagine walking through a 3D representation of climate change data, or exploring the human genome as a vast, interactive digital landscape. It's like turning science into a work of art that you can actually step inside. But here's where it gets really interesting. This Dataland project could be the push that finally gets artists and AI to start playing nice together. We might see a new breed of artist emerging. Part coder, part dreamer, collaborating with AI in ways we can't even imagine yet. It's like having a super smart, infinitely patient assistant that never sleeps and can crunch through millions of ideas in seconds. This could completely redefine what we mean by artistic authorship. Is the artist the person who writes the code, the one who curates the data? Or is it the AI itself? Maybe it's all of them together, creating something greater than the sum of its parts. We might need to come up with whole new ways of crediting artworks. And think about the possibilities for collaboration. Artists from different corners of the world could team up with the same AI, creating unique works that blend human creativity with machine learning in mind-bending ways. It's like a global jam session, but with data instead of music. This is Tom bringing you the latest in AI art news from Listen 2. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? Makes you wonder what other wild innovations are just around the corner. Stay tuned, folks. The future of art is looking mighty interesting.